I always wanted to be a Boy Scout. I admired everything about that good organization. I never did, and I really regret that. The Boy Scouts of America began as an organization for the bonding and training of father and son, protecting and defending that traditional relationship. The organization, which began decades ago, was then God-fearing, morally straight, patriotic, and concerned with traditional American values. But oh, my fellow Americans, how the Boy Scouts of America have changed, big, big time. In 2018, the Boy Scouts of America became co-ed. Girls were admitted for the first time. And then, of course, came the onslaught from the progressives, gay activists, radical feminists, and the wealthy corporations that kowtow to them, demanding that the name Boy Scouts be changed. Get rid of the boy part, they demanded, this discriminatory masculine identifier, so that this organization could be inclusive of everyone and every gender. The Boy Scouts of America, now used to compromising and giving in, accommodated. The organization changed its name to Scouts BSA. Did you know that? Gone forever is the boys part, the masculine identifier, and an iconic organization that started in 1910, led by men to train boys to become men and do their duty to God and country, is now effectively, in the words of Media Research Center leader Brent Bozell, no more. No more Boy Scouts of America. Like so many other organizations, the BSA has been corrupted and transformed into yet another liberal social incubator, required to instill left-wing ideology in the minds of American youth. This radical transformation has happened rapidly over the last 18 years, and with the untiring help of the liberal media, of course. The former BSA, now Scouts BSA, accepts everyone. Openly gay scouts, openly gay scout leaders, transgender scouts, and now girls, including lesbians and any other genders the left cares to invent. Miles away in philosophy and implementation from its original purpose, don't you think? This once iconic organization was founded upon traditional morality and biblical values. Gone. Chalk up another win for the progressives. For decades, activists had pressured the BSA to let openly gay men join the organization, along with transgenders and others. The BSA refused because it stood firm on its Judeo-Christian morality. Undeterred, radical liberals took the issue to the Supreme Court in the year 2000. Surprisingly, the Supreme Court of the United States sided with the Scouts, ruling that the organization could set the standards it wished for its own membership. But the relentless liberal media attacked the Boy Scouts of America more than ever. Peter Jennings of ABC labeled the BSA policy an embarrassment. All three major networks did the same. And even PBS, the public broadcasting system funded by your and my tax dollars, produced a pro-gay, anti-scout documentary which they sarcastically entitled Scouts Honor. And of course the New York Times, dutifully liberal, described the Scouts as discriminatory. The pressure was intense, so intense that in 2013 the BSA, because of a decline in corporate support and this never-ending media attack, surrendered and ended their 113-year-old ban against openly homosexual Scouts. The Boy Scouts of America had lost their courage and their original moral standards, gone forever. So that in 2015 and 16, the radical left demanded that girls and transgenders be allowed to join. A young girl by the name of Jody had become transformed, transgendered, and Jody became Joe, and the BSA refused membership. Jody, now Joe, sued the BSA, and the Scouts once again surrendered and compromised in December 2016. The now fully transformed and utterly changed Scouts, BSA, verbalized their final transformation as follows. "We realize," they said, "that referring to birth certification as the reference point is no longer sufficient. State laws are now interpreting gender identity differently." Isn't that a shame? What a shame. 1 week after Scouts BSA announced its new name, the Mormon Church declared it was ending its 100-year association with the Scouts. As a result, about 425,000 Mormon boys are leaving the former BSA to join a new organization set up by their church. Other corporations, large nonprofit organizations, and individuals have stopped gifting and supporting this once great organization. These changes have wreaked havoc on Scouts BSA. Since the activists and radical liberal media onslaught began, and these progressive changes were made, BSA membership has fallen from 4 million to 2 million. Can you believe that? What an absolutely tragic reduction as a result of the radical changes in the structure, nature, values, and purposes of this once great iconic organization. Many suspect a goodly part of the 2 million remaining members will sooner or later depart themselves. Other organizations with philosophies and moral values different from BSA spring up and offer some of the opportunities the former BSA once did. This current state of affairs left Brent Bozell, founder and president of Media Research Center, a really good organization, to state the following. "The leftist press has made the BSA, the Boy Scouts of America, so inclusive that millions of parents have dropped out. They dealt a death blow to the Boy Scouts, a once iconic American institution. It's fading fast, and it will never come back." Indeed, Mr. Bozell is right, and what a tragedy. So now, in today's current American society, an organization can no longer be a traditional father-son entity without having to deal with claims of discrimination. I suppose the very same leveling principle would apply to any organization which is exclusively mother-daughter. How about that? Perhaps even organizations which function exclusively on biblical principles and traditional moral values would face the very same charge of discrimination. I, as a Christian, really worry about that, my fellow Christians. Perhaps even churches will one day have to deal with this radical, liberal onslaught. What a day and age in which we live, is it not? Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, among others, do not accept homosexuality. Sooner or later, all three and more may well come under the brutal attacks of radical progressives and be forced to compromise or pay the price. Such attacks and demands by these radicals are, for so many are unconstitutional, intrusive and unfair in every way. Organizations and individuals under the First Amendment have the right to freedom of speech and religion and conscience and press and organization, and nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere, are they required to compromise, to change, or include what others demand. The battle rages, does it not, between the freedoms of the First Amendment and the Constitution generally, and the constant claims of discrimination because of the newfound sexual identity, a so-called constitutional right. Bakers refuse to sell cakes. Ministers refuse to perform marriage ceremonies. Religious institutions restrict membership. And since 1787, that has been their right, their constitutional right. Now, in this era of post-truth and the constant evisceration of our beloved Constitution, it seems it is no longer their right. And this is only the beginning of these radical changes. Freedom of religion and association, and even the outward expression of belief, will be attacked from now on. The fight is on, big time. The fight of faith. If you are a person of faith, my fellow American, it is no longer a matter of getting ready for the fight, for the fight is on. It's here. You are in it, like it or not. More than ever, all people of faith, and especially true Christians, should stand up and say to this aggressive, hateful, radical world, no more, no more. You, the radicals, are allowed in this great country to live as you will and believe as you wish. But you do not have the right to tell us, the rest of us, what to believe and how to live. We will fight for those constitutional rights with all of our might. And, by the grace of God, who himself is under vicious attack, we will prevail.